Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is Understanding Your Inflation. Powerful computers have been instrumental in shaping the way we think and act for the last few decades. We just can't get enough statistical data fed to us to justify all that goes on around us daily. While I enjoy studying the facts in many lists and reports gathered by good investigative research, I have difficulty regarding the Consumer Price Index, or CPI as it's known, as a true measure of my inflationary pressures. If you are responsible for paying your household expenses, is it conceivable to you that the CPI represents the true measure of inflation in your household? Are your expenses up only 3.7% for the first 3 months of 2006? In this lesson, we will dig deep in order to understand this index, which is widely used to make critical decisions. I believe it's important to understand inflation and make wise choices about present and future expenditures. First, let's identify what the CPI is. From the official BLS website, the Consumer Price Index is a measure of the average change over time in the prices paid by urban consumers for a market basket of consumer goods and services. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics, the BLS, has classified all expenditure items into more than 200 categories arranged in 8 major groups. Major groups and examples of categories in each are as follows. 1. Food and beverages, consisting of breakfast cereal, milk, coffee, chicken, wine, full-service meals, and snacks. 2. Housing, consisting of rent of primary residence, owner's equivalent rent, fuel oil, bedroom furniture. 3. Apparel, consisting of men's shirts and sweaters, women's dresses, and jewelry. 4. Transportation, consisting of new vehicles, airline fares, gasoline, motor vehicle insurance. 5. Medical care, consisting of prescription drugs and medical supplies, physician services, eyeglasses and eye care, hospital services. 6. Recreation, consisting of televisions, cable television cost, pets and pet products, sports equipment, and admissions to different venues. 7. Education and communication, consisting of college tuition, postage, telephone services, computer software, and accessories. And finally, 8. Other goods and services, consisting of tobacco and smoking products, haircuts, and other personal services, including funeral expenses. Also included within these major groups are various government-charged user fees, such as water and sewer charges, auto registration fees, and vehicle tolls. The CPI also includes taxes, such as sales and excise taxes, that are directly associated with the prices of specific goods and services. However, the CPI excludes taxes, such as income and Social Security taxes, because they're not directly related with the purchases of consumer goods and services. The CPI does not include investment items such as stocks, bonds, real estate, and life insurance, because these items relate to savings and not to day-to-day consumption expenses. For each of the more than 200 item categories, the BLS has chosen samples of several hundred specific items within selected business establishments frequented by customers using scientific statistical procedures to represent the thousands of varieties available in the marketplace. So now you have the official guidelines to better understand the CPI. I believe it behooves each of us to study the CPI explanation if you are using these inflation numbers to plan your current budgets or for your future living expenditures. In reviewing these categories of products and services, are they rising only 3.7% thus far this year in your household? If you use Microsoft Money or Quicken to track your expenses, compare last year to this year's expenses in a spreadsheet to determine your own household CPI. You may find that you are way over 3.7%. You may also notice that there are lots of items you purchase that are not included in the CPI and are up well over 10% from last year. For example, property taxes, medical insurance, homeowners insurance, and electric bills are not included. How about high-speed internet bills, movie rentals, music downloads, ringtones, and text messages your kids keep purchasing? Further study will probably uncover lots of items in your household not included in the CPI. In order to fully understand your household expenditures and determine your rate of inflation, you need to invest some quality time tracking and analyzing your own individual expenditures. While the CPI may be an accurate index for the items tracked by the BLS, inflationary pressures go well beyond this index. Crunch your own numbers, understand your own inflationary pressures, and make wise choices each and every day. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.